This is RV on Business.
Welcome back to 101.9 Chai. Before I introduce our guest, I would just like to take 2 or 3 minutes, or maybe a little bit more, just to make a personal point out there. As many of you know, I no longer live in South Africa. I actually live in Israel, and the city Modi'in that I live in on Sunday night hit our 100th rocket that we had received. So I think I'm sort of qualified to give an insider's perspective, plus having had children that have constantly been called back to military service on an ongoing basis. And really just being part of the fabric of society gives me an insight as to what's happening. The fact that I look and track world economies on an ongoing basis and have an understanding, hopefully, as to what's going on, I would just like to make the following statement. First of all, love him or hate him, think he's normal or deranged, we all have a bipolar relationship with Donald Trump. Definitely an interesting character. But in my opinion, and this is not the opinion of the company that I work for or this radio station, this is my opinion, is that Donald Trump has done the world the biggest favor that the world could ever ask for. We have become so drunk on wokeness, so drunk on appeasement, so drunk on allowing the pot to boil with us inside it and telling everybody when our skin starts flaying that that's the way it's meant to be, because God forbid we should say and offend anybody. I can tell you now categorically, the citizens of Israel, Jews, Muslims, Christians, and any other religion have had enough of living under the boot of Iran. Their proxies, Hezbollah, Hamas, Yamach Shamay, the Houthis, the tribes in the Sinai, the smugglers in Jordan, the riffraff in Syria. We've had enough of it. Everybody in this country lives freely and fairly, and we will protect that at any cost. This expansionist idea of Israel is absolute nonsense. Israel just wants the Yehuda and the Shomron, known as the West Bank, to be part of our country. Gaza is not part of Israel, never was and never will be. They can have it, and we gave it to them. We don't want to go above our border in the north, but going to the Litani River is the only way to protect those citizens living on the border of Israel and Jordan, Lebanon. If the Lebanese government would bring Hezbollah under control, we wouldn't have to do that. And economically, this nonsense and these doomsday economists who are telling you what's going to happen to oil and what's going to happen to the economy and what's happening to the South African economy have got foresight as long as their noses. If you had any brains, you would short oil. And I say that like as a no-brainer. We see the script playing out. We're not going to bomb your energy. We're giving you 5 days to negotiate. There's bugger all anybody to negotiate with. It's a stalling tactic. The Strait of Hormuz will be open, fully and functioning within the next 3 to 5 days. And oil will flow freely. Yes, it might not come from Cork Island because it's a bit of a mess at the moment, but it will flow freely and the world will breathe a sigh of relief. So therefore, stop panicking and stop getting yourself into total tizz. Stop building effigies of Donald Trump and throwing darts at them. Get on with your life. Be savvy. Look at the market as a long-term investment and see this as a glitch. The world economy is going to flow like it has never flowed before. And that is my opinion from someone whose life has been disrupted like you can't even imagine in the last 2 weeks. And I'm saying to you, this is short-term pain for long-term gain. Thank God I haven't lost a loved one in the last 2.5 weeks. But we have been under unbelievable pressure. And please just think, do not become blinkered. Look at the news broader and wider than what is given to you, you know, right at your fingertips via the certain media that you look at. And just make your own informed decisions and stop going on this thing of hate. go on this thing of strength. Look at countries like Botswana. Look at countries now that are that is happening up now in Northern Africa on the bulge, where they are saying we don't want African American aid, and we don't want an invitation from the Americans. The Americans want us, they can come and see us. And they are turning countries around because they are proud of what they can do. And there's zero tolerance for corruption. And that's how I would like to just put it out there, is that next time you spew out nonsense that you've been fed, stop, think, do a bit of research, and make sure that you don't have to apologize for it in a couple of days' time. Right, KK, my apologies. I just had to get that off my chest. Welcome to Chai FM. On the line with me is KK Dias, who is an entrepreneur from Soweto. And KK has done something that every single entrepreneur dreams of. I don't know if you remember, we did a show a few weeks ago where there is now software available in South Africa to interface all the software that you have so that you can work off one platform. This is what's happened, is that we've got to a point where we have got so many bolt-ons and add-ons on different, that you spend your time running between different technologies. I remember the day that we got our staff a second screen. It was like, wow, revolutionary. You could keep a screen open and then do a document. And now I'm told that three screens is pretty primitive. And my answer has been, learn how to split the screen, because I'm sure that you can split the screen and you can get more efficiencies. But what I'm describing is that we've got to a point now where we no longer have a central point of access. We've got multiple points. They're all top performing systems, but they don't speak to each other. KK, you saw this. When did you notice this problem, and how have you solved it?
Avi, what a whirlwind of a start to the conversation. But I don't want to rob us of what you spoke about earlier. I hope we'll get an opportunity to discuss that. And talking about a whirlwind, it's been that for us over the last 10 years. And you're right on the nose in terms of how technology has progressed over time. I happen to be one of those lucky few where I've been involved in digital transformation for over 20 years. You know, I was one of the first consultants at Pastel Payroll before they became Sage. And so even back then, I was helping accountants, you know, CEOs and executives of big companies and small to medium, that is, to actually digitally transform how they were going about their work. So imagine your payslip envelopes now being converted into an application. I mean, it made life so much easier. There was less mistakes. And of course, more could get done in less time. And so companies were saving costs while keeping employees happy. And so that's replicated itself 100, 1,000, maybe even 1,000,000 times over the years. And so as somebody who's been an entrepreneur himself since I was young, having started my own businesses and now working for this, you know, seemingly transformative business, I couldn't help but be bitten by this digital transformation bug. And I've really enjoyed watching business evolve over time. I mean, COVID, when it happened, that really shook the world. And it shook how business did business. And throughout this time, I've had the pleasure of working with 1,500 businesses. I've published 8 books. There's so much that my company and I have done. And for the past years, for the past 10 years, when A-Game Business was born, we had a vision to actually one day build what we've now launched, which is the A-Game Business Operating System. And we couldn't be more proud of it. You know, the clients that have been supporting us over the years get to now enjoy the technology of what we've been teaching, training, empowering, and coaching them to achieve over the years. And this piece of technology, as you say, you know, is made up of multiple, I guess, frameworks. A business owner and their teams can now manage their business in a single application. And we were able to achieve that with AI. And we are actually paying it forward by implementing AI within the app so that business owners, you know, entrepreneurs everywhere who are keen to start and build a successful business have that opportunity to do that.
We need to run to an ad break. But before we go, in your professional estimation, how many years forward from a technology point of view did COVID catapult us forward?
Great question. I think it did what AI is doing now, Avi, which is cause a massive destruction and disruption. It's really those who are ready that will take full advantage of AI. Those who are not ready, unfortunately, will actually feel the pinch, will feel the pain by those who are taking full advantage of it. And just like COVID, Avi, those companies that were ready to make the digital transformation and be able to work from home and to adapt their business models accordingly did get a chance to win and do better today.
Okay, let's take a quick break. Let's run to the shops. We'll pick up when you get back.
This is RV on Business.
Welcome back to KK Diaz, the CEO and founder of A-Game Business. KK, I just want to maybe just qualify the question I asked you about Corona. I immigrated to Israel in December 2020, and part of our plan was that we needed to live close to the airport because I was going to be in South Africa 2, 3 weeks a month. And as much as I really wanted to be with my children and fulfill a lifelong dream of living in the Holy Land, I had to be practical and run my business. Corona came, and all of a sudden, the thought of going out to see a client was something that just changed. The way it had been done forever just changed, and it changed on both sides. Both the supplier and the consumer just felt like, please don't come to my office and make me talk junk for 20 minutes and serve you coffee. And then you want to disrupt my desk. Just get online, tell me what you want to tell me, and then we're done. And all of a sudden, you didn't have to book an hour's travel time between each meeting. You could literally go back to back as if the people were sitting in your waiting room. And it just changed the way things did. And it just took a little bit of, excuse the pun, balls to say, I need to do this. If it can be done, I need to master it. And boom, off we went. As far as AI is concerned, I remember many years going to a presentation, and the guy saying to us, who's got a cell phone? And like most people put their phone up and then their hand up, and they said, within a couple of years, your cell phone will never be more than 7 meters away from you. And we looked at him like, don't be stupid. But he was wrong. I think he meant 70 centimeters away from you.
Yes,
Then
because
next
they're
thing,
effectively glued to our hands these days.
correct. And then it could have even been you. I don't know if you gave an example of AI trying to explain it to us where your fridge will be able to tell you
Yes,
that you're running out of milk. And I remember thinking,
IoT.
stop being so bloody daft. When you put it back in, you feel. And it didn't make sense. But maybe just to give the listeners an idea, for example, where AI has changed the way my business operates. I'm not a great letter writer. I'm not a great email writer. And my spelling is shocking. All of a sudden, I can sit down and say, please write an email to KK. And I'm on the same feed, so it knows everything we've spoken about. And please just tell him that I really appreciate him taking me out for to dinner, but the fact that he took me to a fish restaurant instead of a meat restaurant shows that it comes out correctly. The spelling is correct. I can say it's too harsh, it's too soft. All of a sudden, it takes that pressure off me. But it's done the same thing for my staff. Where I'll get an email, please just check my email. Are you happy with this? Whereas before I'd say, bloody hell, the spelling, the syntax, that's gone. It's now is this what you wanted me to say to KK? And all of a sudden, those little niggly issues have vaporized. What that's led to is a tremendous increase in confidence of staff. They feel so empowered to do things before, where they were so nervous of making a mistake, because they know that, and I found the more uptight and anxious a staff member is, the more mistakes they will make. And once you've taken that away and empowered them, all of a sudden you just see these tall, proud people walking around with a sense of achievement and confidence. And to me, that's what AI has given me on a daily basis.
Beautiful. Well said, Avi. And I want to say just everything you said is exactly what we want to transfer to entrepreneurs, small to medium business owners across this continent. Now imagine when entrepreneurs can walk around with their head up, you know, feeling confident, knowing that they're making the right decisions and executing on the right, I guess, tactics that will ensure that their business grows. And more importantly, or is equally important, that we start living fulfilling life, Avi. I think so many of us have been caught in work, in manual labor. AI has given us an opportunity to be able to, I guess, make that decision. You remember the difficult decisions we needed to make during COVID, when COVID hit, you know, what was important in our lives? We got a chance to wake up and see that family, you know, living a fulfilling life versus just earning all the income in the world was that it was more important. And now, as you rightfully said, you get to choose how much work you want to do. And AI is such a double-edged sword, Avi, that you'll have people like yourselves. I mean, I'll include myself there in terms of what we've been able to achieve with AI. You know, you'll do amazing things. You'll work less, you know, and put less stress and less pressure on yourself and the family. And then you'll get, people on the other side who unfortunately will whose jobs are threatened as a result of, you know, of AI. I mean, one of the conversations we heard earlier was, you know, does one continue doing, paying large sums of money to consultants, to marketing agencies, when AI can help you achieve, you know, at least some of it, not as perfect as they would, because let's not take away the experience they have, but can we get away with some foundations, some fundamentals that will enable us to save that money that we're paying outright and not necessarily seeing the return on investment? So AI enables and equips across the spectrum, but at the same time, those who don't get ready and consume it and learn it and understand it and apply it accordingly will unfortunately, see some demise, so to speak, which I hate to mention, but it's the reality, unfortunately.
Okay, let me give you a real life practical example that happened to me today. And let's play the hypothesis that this client had been in touch with you 6 months ago, and you allowed them to fully integrate. I spoke to a wonderful, wonderful man who has unfortunately just buried his son, who passed away from cancer, a plumber who was like a household name in the Edenvale, Boxburg part of the world, and really worked until he could no longer work. And he said to me, now he's just finishing off the invoices and finishing off the paperwork. Now that he's his lady's son to rest and had some time to mourn. And I was just thinking, like, that's the last bloody thing you should be doing. That should have been done when he sat in the bucky the moment he finished the job. That invoice should have been in the client's inbox before the engine turned over. Am I right?
You're 100% right. And so just condolences to the family. There are so many people who are in that situation today and tomorrow, and it'll continue to happen. You know, what we are building here, Avi, with the A-Game business app, the operating system, and I know Yaku, one of our developers, is actually listening. What we've done successfully is we've integrated AI in terms of the large language model. So you can converse with it. It helps you to generate business plans, strategy, marketing plans, you know, social media posts, things like that. However, what you are speaking to is part of the next phase we are working on, Avi. Now imagine we already have a name for our AI. We call it Angel AI. Now imagine stepping into the car and using voice instead of typing, because we don't want you driving and using your phone, and actually speaking to, okay, we've finished this project for this client, generate an invoice for me and send it to the client, right? Now imagine the app creates the invoice for you and then it speaks out to the numbers so that you can hear, right? So that you can confirm the number of hours you've worked, the pipes installed, you know, things of that nature, you know, your transport, you speak it into the app, and the agents, which is the next phase we're working on, the agent will be able to generate the invoice and send it off for you, right? And when you have outstanding invoices, it'll actually phone the to remind people after having sent them emails, you know, so it will do things like that. Yeah.
Would it address your inventory? You say, I used pipe A and pipe W and the hinge this and flange that.
100%. So not only do we have the finance module in which you can already, insert your products and services, but we also have an inventory module. And if you do update, your numbers accordingly, the system will know. But you'll need to feed it the information so that it knows what kind of pipes you've installed, the length, and of course the cost, plus whatever the prices that you are then billing your customers. It will then do that automatically. At this stage, it's all within the box. You just need to do it manually, but it's part of training your AI within your business. So you can imagine that when we switch that switch on, your business will already have the foundation in place in order to then automate the business. Yeah.
You know, just training AI, KK, am I right in saying, for those of us who use predictive texting, we've all written stuff that we couldn't imagine we even knew those words from time to time. But once you've trained your phone as to what words you use over and over again, they become the go-to predictive texting. And it's exactly the same thing over here.
Exactly. I mean, just to add, Avi, in terms of what I personally have been able to achieve with AI is insane, right? You know, without promoting one over the other, you know, the one I've used, I've trained it over, you know, over the last 4 years. You cannot imagine what it does for me. I mean, I've bought myself so many hours that I'm able to just use AI for 1 or 2 hours a day, and I can take half a day off. It's been incredible.
So I've bought myself a lot of quality of time with that, but I think this isn't a conflict of interest. I can't wait to get off this call with you so I can message you, so I can get my team on a meeting with you afterwards, because I think you might just be able to take us to that level we haven't been able to get to. But what we do need to do with all technology is you're running out of time. So if you don't mind, we're going to take a quick ad break. Log out and log back in. I'll see you here in a few minutes.
This is RV on Business.
Welcome back to 101.9 High FM. It is 18 minutes to 12. Thank you once again for joining us. On the line with me is KK Dube, the CEO and founder of A-Game Business. Take us through your website, because a lot of people are coming through now and saying, is this as good as you're saying it is? Because one guy says, yeah, if I could invoice vocally every time I did a job, it would take my marriage to the next level. Another guy is saying is that as an advocate, my single biggest crisis is billing. We only get paid a couple of months after invoice. It is the stress of the work, the long hours of having to put a case together and then still having to do paperwork. If I could have a reminder to do the invoicing and I could do it simply and easily on an ongoing basis, it would solve my cash flow problems, because as I stand now, certain lawyers are refusing to pay because my accounts are in such a mess.
I feel that pain. So one thing to clarify, you know, the voice command, that is something we're working on. We're in the process of raising our first round of funds. You know, one of the things AI was able to help me specifically was, instead of needing to raise 2.5 million rand to develop something, AI assisted me with a little bit that I know to actually code a prototype that I then handed over to Genius Humans, who are the development company that then built it out. The point here is fundamentals were in place. Yes, the voice command for voice invoicing will come later, but right now, something that still needs to happen is what our forefathers have been telling us for decades. You have to get the fundamentals in place, right? You have to be able to switch the phone off and not worry about it, so that you can focus on doing the work that needs to get done. And maybe after that, to the audience member who mentioned, you know, not being able to bill effectively, you know, time management is such a critical component of not only the way we live, but of our lives as well. And so it needs to be in place consistently, repeatable in such a way that it actually leads you to do the things you are supposed to do. But it also may need to pay attention to the business model, because sometimes people still trade the, you know, prior to COVID, you remember the business model before COVID, where you are not necessarily forced to do the work and then get paid, right? I mean, for example, you look at some of the new business models where you actually are paid first and then you do the work. Maybe some business model innovation needs to take place there, and I'd be happy to look at that case. And then only do you look at terms that you can then negotiate with clients. But of course, it may sound like the outstanding work is so much that maybe you need to bring a team and just help you to clean up the mess in a month or two, and then set you up for success and ensure that those new principles, the technology that's going to be implemented, will be effective for where this business needs to go, the person with the challenge. And so look at business models, look at, of course, the foundations of working successfully and timing your work efficiently, getting those bills up, done and ready, so that those new jobs come in, you're able to propose and bill ahead of time, collect your at least your deposits. I'm sure you've built enough credibility now to be able to do that.
Correct. KK, something that you just reminded me of is, some of our clients who are very successful people in the medical field work many, many hours a week. They have like an in-house people that really take care of everything else that allows them to focus on being great doctors. And sometimes our advocate friend here maybe needs to make a decision. Is it worthwhile and developing a reputation of, he's a great advocate, but don't use him because his billing is a mess, to rather he's a great advocate. His lady Susie will take care of everything. Everything will get out on time. And whatever you pay the person to assist you with is worth its weight in gold because it just allows you to have efficiencies going forward. The questions are
Not
coming
sure.
through now. People really want to know who is the program and the website that you developed. Who's it primarily aimed at? Who's its target market?
Thanks, Avi. So the A-Game business operating system, you can access it by visiting www.agamebusiness.co.za. It's really meant for a target audience that we at some point used to call 555, but we've actually expanded beyond that. So if you've been in business for 5 years, you're someone who've experienced what business feels like, minimum 5 years. You've hit the wall a couple of times. You feel like the ceiling is closing in and you'd like to really open things up for yourself. You employ anywhere between 3 to 5 people and more, and you generate an average of 5 million and more. So that used to be our key target audience, but the app has enabled us to lower that bar in terms of businesses that are starting out. You generate three, four. If you generate three invoices, you actually can use the free package. So on the free package, you can generate three invoices a month. You are able to upload 100 customers in terms of CRM, and you're able to market to them. But it's really aimed at small business owners that want to build a business that can operate without them needing to be involved all the time. Yeah, that's really the business owners we are aiming for. Somebody who wants to build something that will be sustainable, they can hand over, to the next generation of business managers and owners to continue running their business.
There's another message here, very interesting. It says, I've recently started a business to help a family member. It's running, it's going well, but I find myself having to check in repeatedly every single day just to keep on top of things simply because we do not live in the same city. Would a system like this be able to give me a bird's eye view so that I can keep touch with what's going on without physically having to pick up a telephone?
100%. So a user is able to add another user, whether that be their accountant, their coach and mentor, a business partner, but they can essentially use the free to view license, which enables them to see the entire dashboard performance across marketing, CRM, finance, and the likes.
KK, just before I let you go, what are your plans for A-Game business going forward? Where would you like to
Thank you.
see yourselves when we have this conversation in 5 years' time?
5 years' time, wow. We'd like to see ourselves listed on the alternative Johannesburg Stock Exchange. We want to generate 50 million per annum. We want to employ hundreds of young people who didn't get the opportunity to go to varsity and then secure good jobs after that. This system will enable them to become business proficient consultants who can then help the next generation of entrepreneurs. We'd like to see entrepreneurs across the spectrum from townships to cities really thriving, working with confidence, knowing where they're heading, and all of us just building generational wealth and really putting up Africa where we all know it can be. That is our vision, and we ask people to join us on that mission.
I'm sitting here listening to you. KK seemed to have disappeared, but just speaking to him, the software monday.com is something that comes to mind, something that's been around for a very short time and yet has really taken the world by storm. It's a piece of software that we use in our nonprofit. It's added a huge amount of benefit to us. And when you listen to that vision as to where someone wants to go, who they want to take with on the journey, what they want to achieve, it's unstoppable because it's global and it's objective. It's about taking my skill and saying, how many people can I develop below me? How many people can I allow to come on this journey with me so that I can allow them to become what they could be because I've given them the opportunity? KK, I was just saying, how amazed I was by your vision and your goal. It is about upliftment for the entire country, the entire continent, and hopefully the entire world. Because if you look at software like monday.com, it is used all over. As I said, we use it in my nonprofit. It's an absolute game changer for the way we did it. But talking about AI, once they learned who we were and what we were doing, they came back to us and said, oh, you should have applied for this package because it's free. And we just thought that was so magnanimous. That was so business orientated. Wow. And that's why I'm giving them the plug. Because 100%. They really said, exactly, we will help you to run efficiently. And by that, we will lift. KK, I'm not making it a secret that my office will be in touch with you within the next short while. All the best to you. All the best to your loved ones and to your family. And thank you for everything that you do.
Often
out of the country, you look at South Africa and people say to you, how did you ever live there? Or how do you work there? And I just wish they had the opportunity to hear this conversation. And they understand that South Africa is bigger than Parliament. South Africa is about the people. And the people have got hearts the size of the Orange River. They are strong, they are resilient, and they are generous. So I'm looking forward to speaking to you in the next short while.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for pushing the buttons. Everybody, thanks for listening. We'll chat to you shortly.